they have a very good understanding of team defense. They got a lot of guys that are playing hard every single snap, you know, starting with Jabal, you know, who we've seen a number of different places, but he's having production. He's getting to the quarterback, not only in sacks, but in hits. And probably if I had to say one thing stands out the most, it's they're getting a lot of hits on the quarterback. They may not end up as sacks, but those hits obviously are things we're trying to avoid and stay away from. So going into this game from a passing standpoint, we've got to keep Ben clean.
And if they do keep Ben clean, could be a big day for A.B. and Martavis.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think it'd be a big day for everyone. Look, you look at that defensive line. We were talking about Jabal Sheard, and he is by far their best pass rusher. Marcus Hunt, who was the guy from Latvia who immigrated to the States and was a thrower. He was a shot putter, discus thrower. Went to SMU on a track scholarship, walked on, played football, got drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. Played some as a reserve for the Bengals, but now he's a starter for the Indianapolis Colts. Not bad, more of a straight line guy, tips a lot of balls, gets his hands up high, number 92. But Jabal Sheard is the guy. You see him getting the sack there. And, you know, one of the things you heard Coach Haley say is they get a lot of hits on the quarterback. Well, they've got 58 quarterback hurries. And so you see them doing a good job of collapsing the pocket. But that's the number one guy, number three. The number two guy was actually Henry Anderson. John Simon has the second most sacks, but it's Henry Anderson who tore his larynx and just had surgery. I think something's wrong with his throat. You know, he was a really good inside pass rusher, but it's going to be great that he is out. And then Martavis Mingo, you know, he doesn't have the production as far as stats. Labs, but he hustles his butt off. This guy, number 52, is relentless. Of course, we knew him from Cleveland, as we did Jabal Sheard from Cleveland. And so, you know, that defense, the front seven, not bad. Their linebackers are athletic. But let me just say this. I'm looking to compliment them, but this is a team that the Steelers should just march up and down the field on. Their back end is not very good. Their front seven is okay. There's one guy that scares you on this defense, and that's Jabal Sheard. Nobody else scares you. And he doesn't scare you a lot.
And watching the video, where do you think they go since they cut Vontae Davis so recently?
Pierre Desir will be the next.
Because Malik Hooker, their high draft pick safety, he's already on IR.
Yeah, their secondary is
It hasn't
porous.
Been good for a while.
It's porous. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. They don't make a lot of plays. And Hooker was good, but he's on IR as well.
So what do you think? Who 40?
Let me tell you something. If you know they like Pagano is a man guy, a man coverage guy. If they run man coverage against the Steelers, this is going to be very, very ugly. And you know I know you kind of do. What you do, but Rashawn Melvin, look, the secondary is not very good. This is going to, and something else. Ben has been sharp in practice, unbelievably sharp. And I think he's probably sick and tired of hearing about how he's not what he was. He's not an elite quarterback anymore. This is going to be the start of the passing game, that it's going to morph into what we had hoped to see early in the season. It is going to start Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts, and I believe it's going to build up speed and steam, rather, and go coast out the season for us.
Who knows? Maybe you'll teach me not to live in my fears.
Yeah, don't live in your fears. Not this week.
Okay, for our SNU subscribers, the keyword is pass. Huh?
Well,
you like
it.
That
I
one?
Like it. I'm glad you did that.
pass, so head to SteelersNation.com. Enter the keyword pass to earn your yards. That keyword is good until the end of Thursday. Okay?
That's good, man. All right. Ready for that.
So that's the end of today's Steelers Live. We'll be back tomorrow at 4. Missy will return. She will have her whip and the chair to keep the circus act that is me and Pursuta in line, we hope. See you then.